It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, here live for you every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern, also available 24-7 with extra shows, videos, content, guests, analysis, archives to all of our shows. The Freedom Light is always on for you at DaveJanda.com. Stop on by. You know, I did a little survey the past couple weeks, and I asked a simple question to folks. I said, if you had to describe what's happening in our country, whether it's with the two-tier justice system or the border or what's happening in the financial world or what's happening in the medical world, if you had one word to describe it, what would it be? Got a lot of different answers, but there was one word that kept coming up. Treason. That the American public has been sold out by politicians, by lawyers, by judges, by government employees, by doctors, by hospitals, by medical associations. Treason. Well, my next guest has two recent books, Invisible Treason in America and the new release, Beyond Treason. Major General Paul Vallely, retired from the United States Army, is Deputy Commanding General of the United States Army of the Pacific. General Vallely graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point and was commissioned in the Army and served a distinguished career of 32 years. Paul is a graduate of the Infantry School, the Ranger and Airborne School, the Jumpmaster School, the Command and General Staff School, the Industrial College of the Armed Forces, and the Army War College. He has 15 years experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. Now, with that type of a career, most folks, when they would have retired, would have gone to the beach. Well, Paul didn't go to the beach. Paul stayed on the front line, if you will, of trying to help every American. And his latest efforts in helping is through his books, Invisible Treason in America and Beyond Treason. He also has a fantastic website that he founded that has incredible content. Stand Up America US. You got to put the US in. StandUpAmericaUS.org. It's my honor to welcome back Major General Paul Vallely. Paul, welcome back to the Operation Freedom Show and Platform.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's just always a pleasure to be on your show.
So, Paul, and it's always a pleasure to have you with us, and we love you, and our listeners love you. Paul, educate our listeners on treason, because that was the word that kept coming up when I asked a wide range of people about what's happening in our country. Educate our listeners on treason. Educate our listeners on your two books, Invisible Treason in America and Beyond Treason.
Well, what we did when we set up to draft up a book or books, we have a series of them now, as you just outlined to your audience. But we wanted to look at treason today, which is so much different than treason way back in the years of Benedict Arnold and the Revolutionary War. Today, not only do we have individuals, but we have organizations with individuals that are conducting treason against America. If you go to the U.S. law, it defines treason as a high crime that poses an extreme threat to the nation. A massive, dangerous betrayal, okay? That's right in there. The Constitution of the United States, Article 3, Section 3, treason against the United States shall be committed against them or in response to their enemies, providing them with aid and comfort, So if you're aiding and abetting the enemies, like we are with Iran, for example, the cartels, for example, then you can see that conspiring with the Chinese, the Chinese Communist Party, as the Bidens have done and others, then this is a definition, and it is treason. Treason is the only crime really defined in the United States Constitution. It's the only crime. It was narrowly limited to avoid countless notorious past abuses perpetrated by governments. So the debate now and the main concern back then was not about drafting a law that will allow the government to prosecute traitors. It was to prevent the numerous and dangerous monstrosities that had been a feature of English and other European governments. So the founding fathers really wanted to ensure that the political divisions within the country did not escalate into treason charges with death as the ultimate penalty for the dissenters. However, when there are violations, then you can have debate, and from there leading to death. And that's what it calls for the punishment for treason. But we have General Milley, Defense Department, for example, committed treason, in my opinion, when he went off a track and talked to a Chinese general and mm-hmm. without contacting our commander in chief. But we see Mayorkas, for example, committing treason by not following the laws of the United States, the same way with Biden. And most of this started with Obama, by the way. In our new book, Beyond Treason, you'll see on the front cover Obama and Biden are the two main culprits recently who are committing treason constantly, trying to change America forever, for example. Deep-seated in that are treasonous events and issues. So the books are very well outlined. We researched them very well, so I think the readers will enjoy them.
Oh, I do too. And we're speaking with Major General Paul Vallely, standupamericaus.org. You know, Paul, when I then did a follow-up question with the folks I was asking about one word to describe what's happening in our country, and the word that kept coming up was treason, mm-hmm. I said, well, if you had to pick one aspect that's occurring, what's the most onerous aspect that's occurring in our country that you associate with treason? And the most frequent response to that was, what's happening at our borders? Mm-hmm. What's happening with the southern border? What's happening with illegal immigration? Well, you know, Paul, we have this out. Border invasion sparks migrant crime crisis in major cities, this out of Zero Hedge, but not just major cities, in suburbs and in rural America. And then this past week, the commandant of the state of Michigan, also known as the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, she's the commandant Clink from Hogan's Heroes, the incompetent commandant. Gretchen Whitmer, who has been pushing for Michigan to become a sanctuary state for illegals, well, she now has a proposal out and is trying to convince residents of the state of Michigan to pick up illegal aliens at the airport, help them find housing to the point where current residents of the state of Michigan house unvetted, untested illegal aliens in their homes, and then help them find jobs. Paul, your take.
Well, it's obvious treason, because when you're doing that, you're incentivizing the cartels, which are an international military force right now. They have better arms and equipment than the Mexican army. We could take them with a special ops operation, take them down in 7 days. So as they feed, the cartels feed in and pay and receive pay for these illegals coming across, that is treasonous, because we're aiding and abetting an enemy of the United States, which are the cartels. And so if Whitmer is supporting that, she's conducting treasonous events because she's aiding and comforting. Now you comfort the cartels because of the money they receive. That's comforting the cartels. And you're aiding the cartels in spreading the international distribution of fentanyl and other opioids and drugs into the country, killing thousands of our young people. So it all ties together that we know the Constitution's got to be updated to include treasonous events by organizations and people within those organizations. Again, Mayorkas is a good example. And then you have that ridiculous Senator Schumer from New York. He says, well, we don't recognize the U.S. Constitution. He said that last week. A senator. Mm-hmm. And where are the rhinos? Where's McConnell and the rest of the potted plants that stand behind him there? Republicans doing nothing. And so, in effect, they're aiding and abetting the enemy. Because if they're aiding and abetting Biden, who we have solid evidence of his conspiring with the Chinese, and Hunter, earning millions of dollars in their pockets, making all the Bidens rich. It's all there. But, of course, the Democrats want to distort all of that and say, well, it's not true. It didn't really happen. And so I hope the American people aren't buying that.
Well, and Paul, this came out from Darlene McCormick Sanchez. Former Panama border chief states the UN is behind the chaos at the U.S.-Mexico border. The former director of Panama's Border Patrol recently stated that the United Nations migration agenda is behind the chaos at the U.S. southern border, and that U.N. partners such as non-governmental organizations and the United States government are making things worse instead of better.
Well, yeah, I mean, they are. I mean, permitting these individuals to illegally cross our border is a violation of the law. So as you look for these migrants coming across now Jacumba in San Diego County, just walking in, over 25,000 Chinese. So we know a lot of the Chinese want to get out of China because of the purge that's gone on there with the people. But you can surely bet the Chinese Communist Party have these men and women who are being brought into the United States for reasons maybe to spy on our military organizations, conduct operations against us. But it's very apparent that others coming across, look at we have so many number of Americans. A young girl in Georgia was murdered by a Venezuela who had come across the border illegally. And so they're trying to justify something that, well, they're all seeking asylum. Well, that is a lie, and everybody knows it along the Border Patrol people. But thank God Governor Abbott has finally taken action that he should have taken 3 years ago, being joined by 24 other red state governors now. And they're basically standing by the 10th Amendment and the states' rights versus federal rights. And if federal rights aren't protecting us doing the job, then as people, as states, have the legal authority to stand up and refute that. And that's what Governor Abbott's doing.
And Paul, you mentioned something early on in our segment. Many people believe, oh, this is so far shot, what's happening with illegal aliens, the border being a sieve. There's nothing that can be done to fix it. In fact, Paul, a number of years ago, you mentioned in this segment, within 7 days, the cartels, thereby this human trafficking, drug trafficking, weapons trafficking operation that's in full bloom even to this day, could be snuffed out. You presented a proposal to the government,
right,
a number of years ago that could shut down all of that operation and end the cartels within 7 days, correct?
That's correct. Now, the reason I've been involved in strategic planning in peacetime and wartime, and with our Special Operations Command, we could put together a team and would do satellite overhead intelligence for 30 days. We know exactly where they're living, by the way, in the Sinaloa tri-province area down there. We know where their compounds are. We know where their routes of egress and egress are coming in and out of those compounds. And so 2:30 in the morning, Navy SEAL, Special Forces, Rangers, we shut down that entire operation within 7 days. We also allowed the 1st Armored Division out of Fort Hood, Texas. I think it's the 1st or the 2nd Armored Division. It's about a 4 or 5 hour ride down there. We send that whole damn Armored Division down there and surround that area. And you can't tell the Mexican government because they're controlled by the cartels. And so this is all dual, but this is a military operation now. And I've presented that again to President Trump. He went defense, putting up the wall, did a lot of great things, shut the border down. But the cartels were still in operation. Mm-hmm. And against any enemy, you have to go on the offense. You just can't play defense.
So Paul, did you get any feedback about, good, he did defense, but you don't win national championships just playing defense. You got to get at least a field goal, right? Did you ever get any blowback? Did you get any feedback about why there was no offensive side to this operation?
General Milley, you remember him?
Yeah.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs?
Yeah.
Feedback we got back, General Milley said it's a police operation, not a military operation. So I said, what police are going to take out the cartels? Tell me, the Mexican police? You're going to use the police from the United States when they'd be out militarized by armored vehicles and very sophisticated weapons? I mean, this is how stupid they are. And it's irresponsible. The generals ought to be held responsible now, because their duty is to protect the American people and our borders from external threats. That's what the Pentagon is responsible to do, protecting us from enemies, foreign and domestic. But they're not doing their job. That's why they need to all be replaced.
Paul, tell me if my concern is unjustified. My concern is that a big chunk of these folks coming over illegally at this point are young male, fighting age male individuals. I believe the biggest subgroup of people coming across the border right now are Chinese. We have a large number of Chinese, a large number of Russians, a large number of individuals from actual prison, Venezuela, and other South American countries, and a big chunk of folks coming from the Middle East. My concern, Paul, is that the summer of 2024 is going to be a, quote, summer of love like it was in 2020, only worse, because their fighting force this time is not going to be BLM and Antifa, but are going to be these sleeper cell agents that are coming over in droves by the millions through the southern border and all borders. And they will be used to disrupt the election so that the powers that be say, it's unsafe to go vote in person. We are going to make universal mail-in voting, which we all know is fraught with beyond fraud. We're going to make that what's required. And therefore, we get yet another tainted election. Is that just paranoia,
I think that could well be part of it, but it is also about the left-wing Democratic National Party that will cheat and do everything with mail-in ballots. There won't be voter integrity in many of the precincts, and we've never gotten a report back from the states that they've corrected everything from the 2020 election. So that's why, as you say, I mean, we're very vulnerable for this election. We're in the initial phases of a civil war in America. Yeah. Maybe a revolution. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, all of these things working against the American people with incompetent leadership in Washington, you've got a mentally disabled president, you've got a vice president who is absolutely stupid. Mayorkas, you look at him, everybody we have in the executive branch are basically incompetent. you know, and you got the FBI arresting innocent Americans right now. You've got the CIA. Who in the hell knows what they're doing? I mean, we've got a lot of work to do to restore our government. I can tell you that.
Well, Paul, we just had a primary. We just had a primary in South Carolina, and right. Of which Trump got 60% of the vote. Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, mm-hmm. had a whopping 39%. Got just whomped. But interesting, when people were trying to vote in South Carolina, they were unable to vote because they were told by the poll workers, "Well, the internet's down." Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We know if machines are connected to the internet, it's incredible fraud. And we've been told, well, no, the machines are not connected to the internet in 2020, 2022, when in fact we had it documented. Here we go again. Nothing's changed, Paul.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to know how valid that report is, because if the machines are connected to the internet, then you can manipulate those, as we know from 2020. But, it's serious right now. And I wish we had strong leaders. Even the incompetence of the political people in the Senate and the House of Representatives, we have very few warriors. And they're not very smart people, as I've ascertained in talking to many of them, seeing what they say. I know we're in for a total restoration of this Constitution and our government. But, you know, like Nikki Haley, I mean, she talks in platitudes, all right? Hands going left and right and all that. She doesn't talk about solutions as Trump does. And then she lies, like saying Trump isn't leading anywhere. Well, he's leading all over the place. So you can't trust a woman like that. Oh, the South Carolinians, we grew up together. You love me, I love you. Those are all platitudes. Nice little things.
They loved her so much, she only got 39% of the vote.
Yeah.
And 49% of the people who voted for her say that they would vote for Biden. That's how much they love her.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, they see through her. It's all hot air.
Yeah, she's a globalist.
She's out. She's finished.
Yeah. So, Paul, what should people do between now and Election Day? What is there something they can do to make the system not completely perfect, but at least make it more viable for freedom?
Well, when you're living in a county in the United States, and I forget, we have 3,200 plus counties in America, that you got to the people have got to make sure that you have integrity at your polling stations, and you ask the people who are running. Are you going to have machines? Are they going to be connected to the internet? That's what you have to do in each county. That's what voter integrity is all about. So, there's a lot you can do at the local level. And it's got to be done at the local level.
That's right.
Even if you have to put the National Guard at the precincts to ensure there's no cheating, to ensure they're not bringing in a lot of ballots by the mules, as they call them. So, with that, there's many things that can be done to ensure that they have legal and correct voting going on in the precincts.
General Paul Vallely, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and continue to do, and will do. StandUpAmericaUS.org. StandUpAmericaUS.org. The books, Invisible Treason in America and Beyond Treason. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda. I appreciate you joining us, and thank you, Paul, for joining us.